Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Rebecca K joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Rebecca played Campy Kennedy, and when she was playing, she shared with us that she worked for Meals on Wheels, and we heard that you might need some help in regards to getting volunteers.
Yes, correct. Volunteer drivers.
Well, we got you. Tell us all about it. We got people that are listening that want to volunteer right now.
Awesome. So I work for an agency called AgeSpan. We're just one of 24 agencies throughout Massachusetts. So we serve about 30,000 seniors a day through all our agencies. So it's just so important because during COVID, during like times of inclement weather, we're the ones out. The drivers are delivering. They're the boots on the ground, as we call them. And the slogan for Meals on Wheels is it's more than just a meal. As much as you're giving somebody food for the day, it's the wellness check. It's the contact of that driver, because some people won't see somebody every day. They don't live near family. They don't have family support. So the drivers allow the seniors to age in their homes and be able to live independently as long as they can.
I didn't realize you fed so many people a day. I didn't realize the need was that great.
Yeah, and that's just in Massachusetts. Meals on Wheels is a nationwide nonprofit. Right. So I think they feed about like 11 million.
So the vehicles that are people that are going to volunteer to drive, are they driving their own vehicles? Are they driving a Meals on Wheels? Do they have to have a special permit or license or anything?
No, they drive their own vehicle. All Meals on Wheels drivers get quarried. And some agencies, I know my personal agency, we offer a tax-free stipend. Some do, some offer mileage. It depends on the agency. So I know you guys reach out to a lot of Massachusetts, so I don't want to just be selfish and ask people to volunteer in the North Shore, you know, Salem, Marblehead, Middleton, Danvers, Peabody. But we also have, you know, the Merrimack Valley, but there are agencies throughout all of the Commonwealth. So everybody's a little bit different. I can say what my agency does, but when you reach out to the agency, they'll be able to explain that information. But drivers do use their own cars.
And just how important is it for some of these aging seniors to get this meal every day?
There's people, you got to think, like, especially when I was growing up, my grandma lived, you know, down the street or next door to us. And now it's like people live all over the place. So we have family members that will call and they'll thank us, because when the drivers deliver, they don't answer. So what we do is a follow-up. And we've found people on the floor or they've passed away, or, you know, because of the driver calling emergency services, they got the help they needed. So it's so important because, you know, like I said, it's more than just a meal. It's making sure that their loved ones are taken care of.
And if people want to volunteer, can you, like, make your own hours? Or, I mean, to say, can you work as much or as little as you want?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'll speak for my agency.
Yeah.
We'll take somebody that works, you know, once a week, once a month, a couple times a week. It's morning hours. So no weekends, no nights, no holidays. So it's great in those aspects. And like I said, when I work with my volunteers, I try to plan ahead, work with their schedule. Some people are like, you got me every Tuesday, and it's great. Or they'll say, like, I'll work when needed, call me. So we're very flexible because we know that people are, you know, giving us their time, and they're volunteering to do the work. So we're very flexible with that.
What kind of food we got? What's on the menu today?
I have to say the food's pretty good. I mean, we do service a lot of different diets. So, you know, it's not just a regular meal. We do, like, diabetic meals, renal meals, low lactose, Asian. We try to do different ethnicities, cold supper. So it's a lot of different stuff, and the caterer does a great job. I think today was chicken parm, I want to say. But we do have a cycled menu, and they get that in advance, and they know what's coming.
Oh, chicken parm might be my favorite.
Okay, so Rebecca, if people want to volunteer to be a driver for your agency up on the North Shore for Meals on Wheels, how should they do that? What's the website?
For AgeSpan, it's www.agespan.org.
Yeah, AgeSpan.org. So it's Age, AgeSpan, SPAN.org. And Rebecca, you and AgeSpan, and obviously Meals for Wheels, are now officially a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much. It means the world. Like I said, these drivers work so hard. They really are the eyes and ears for families, our agency. And like I said, they never stopped throughout the pandemic. Like I said, if it's snowing, raining, they're out there. And if you do volunteer, I will say it really, if you want to feel good about yourself after after doing something, this will make you feel good. You'll meet people. You'll find your people that you're like, wow, I really love this person. And it not only makes the seniors' day, but it'll make your day as well.
All right, and if you didn't get the website, you can text us here in the studio, too, at 617-655-1234, and we'll text you the link. It was good to talk to you again, Rebecca. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much.
Bye, friend.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, we want to hear your story, something going on in your life that is cool or exciting that you want to share with us, or you're involved with an organization, please, again, drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We can record it whenever is good for your schedule, if you like. We have some openings coming up for the Good Vibe Tribe, so we'd love to have you in it. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
I do. What if you took Motley Crue and Dolly Parton and put them together? You're welcome. Old Motley Crue, new Dolly Parton, and it's benefiting a place called Covenant House, which provides safe shelter, meals, hope, and more to youth experiencing homelessness. You do it, Dolly.
I want to hear the whole thing.
There's nothing she can't do.
That's good. Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So the Vineyard, we've been hearing all about it for the past week or so. It was the 50th anniversary of Jaws, and over the weekend, the place was pumping.
Oh, yes.
Richard Dreyfuss was in Oak Bluffs on Saturday, 50 years after helping to recreate the movie. He said, "The word that's most associated in my mind with that film is awaiting. We waited all day and all night and all the next day." Richard and his co-star Jeffrey Kramer signed autographs, steps from an orca lookalike, another star of the Jaws show. He said, "It changed the way movies are marketed and distributed, and it changed all of our lives. I mean, none of us swim the same." Kramer, who played Lenny Hendricks, the deputy chief of Amity, with real life ties to the Vineyard, said, "We had a friend who was an usher. Who would go every night. And when Ben Gardner's head pops out of the boat, you would see popcorn fly, soda fly. They were all throwing things at their friends because he was on the movie screen." I was out a bit this weekend, and I had some friends who had friends who were on the Vineyard, because that's just what they do, because they have like a house or something, and they were like, they didn't know. It was madness. It was insanity.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't like really paying attention. on? They're like, why are all these people here?
Also, the first weekend of summer, too, I imagine, added to it as well.
All of the things.
That movie struck fear into an entire generation.
Oh, 100%.
We're going to need a bigger boat is one of the most recognizable quotes in the history of cinema.
Without question, Dan.
And they do, like, screenings where you sit in inner tubes out in the ocean. And they'll put it up on like a big projector on the beach, and people freak out still to this day because anything, something brushes your leg, like, ah!
What a time.
I tried to find it this weekend on streaming for the 50th, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
They're probably hanging on to it.
I was like, oh, they're trying to get me to pay $3.99
they
for
are
a 50-year-old
indeed,
movie,
Daniel.
And I won't do it.
They are indeed. Some interesting news happened over the weekend. Organizers of the Boston Calling Music Festival announced on Friday they have canceled next year's edition of the annual three-day event. In a Facebook post announcing the sudden cancellation of the 2026 festival, the producer C3 Presents said the event is taking a short break before returning 2027, but for a different weekend, June 4th through the 6th. They say stay tuned for updates. Thank you for making this festival a cherished summer tradition. No word if it'll go back to Harvard. No word why. No word whatever. I've been reading the comments, and a lot of them are saying because the World Cup will be here next year, it would be a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. The reckless speculation
yes.
of the World Cup. Okay.
Also, you know, there had been an ownership change in there a few years back, and that might have something to do with it as well. Because
it's interesting.
It's not locally run anymore. You know what I mean?
It's back locally run now.
No, it's not. Oh. It's still Live Nation. But, like, you know, but when you have a bigger person over top of it all, mm-hmm. it becomes less important locally. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
no one here to champion for it.
I gotcha.
So, I don't know.
I always wondered, and this is, like, it's good and it's bad, being Memorial Day weekend, mm-hmm. is that a struggle for them, or do they just crush it regardless?
I don't know.
Do people come into town for Memorial Day weekend to go to Boston Calling?
100%.
Because it feels like, to me, with a lot of my friends, obviously, like when Memorial Day weekend comes, we're all scattering, going the opposite direction.
Right, but this is for younger folk, I would say. And
I'm a concert goer. I go to a lot of concerts.
As someone who is at Boston Calling this year, it's for younger folk.
Carson,
whatever.
I'm not saying
ageist.
It's a different.
You ageist.
It's a different.
There weren't a lot of 55-year-olds outside in the rain for Luke Combs. They were all 25-year-olds.
Yeah, and from what I saw, a lot of people do come in from out of town for it, you know. But
the only thing at that weekend is the weather's so hit or miss around here that early in the season.
Right.
That's true, too.
Yep. So we'll see what happens, guys. And what would you do if, for you were getting married and for your daddy-daughter dance, Zac Brown stepped out on the stage to sing for you? Well, that is what happened. Sal's Pizza founder, Sal Lupoli, had a big surprise for his daughter Mary at her wedding down on Cape Cod this weekend. When it came time for the father-daughter dance, the Zac Brown Band took the stage and performed their song, The Man Who Loves You Most. Here's a little clip of it, and you can hear Zac getting welled up watching them dance.
Hope you see the seven waters. Hope you sail the seven seas. Hope you let the whole world in your heart, but you still got room. On your wedding night, I'll raise a toast. Hope he understands. I'll always be the man that loves you the most.
That is cool.
It was just cool. Something to see.
That pizza money's hitting. Get Zac Brown for a private performance.
Good for
He's
him.
Like, we're in Fenway now. I'll hire him to wash my car.
Good for him.
I saw Drake May got married over the weekend as well. And he and his bride, they danced their first dance to Taylor Swift's Love Story.
Yeah, but was Taylor there?
Well,
I don't know what to tell you.
No, Drake May would need to sign his second contract before he can get Taylor Swift.
Drake May
He's still
have
on
Sal's
that rookie deal.
Money. Right.
So congratulations to them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy. You can't beat her. She's gonna school you, sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Leah to the show this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Leah?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 6,164 wins. Only 448 losses. Are you ready?
I am.
14 years ago today, in 2011, Suits premiered on the USA Network. It ran for 9 seasons. Which cast member left after 7 seasons to pursue other interests? Like the monarchy.
Was it Harvey?
Question number 2. David Corenswet, who plays the new Superman, is the grandson of the creator of the Choose Your Own Adventure books that were popular in the 80s and 90s.
I loved those as a kid.
The idea came from telling bedtime stories to David's mom, aunt, and uncle. Who is David replacing as Superman?
I don't know.
All right, question number 3. Carson Daly, 52 this weekend. He's currently the host of The Voice, but he became famous with which hugely popular MTV show?
I should know this.
Yeah, I feel like this one would be in your wheelhouse.
Were you alive in 2003?
I certainly was.
Question, what were you doing after school?
Question number 4. Sources say Orlando Bloom didn't like Katy Perry's space trip. He says he told her the whole thing looked ridiculous. He said it was cringeworthy and embarrassing. Which TV personality / journalist was also on that space flight with Katy Perry?
Oh, man, I'm doing terrible today.
That's all right. It happens. Question number 5. Cardi B released a new song called Outside. It will be on her long-awaited second album. Her first one came out in 2018. Can you name that album?
No.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Is that a mouth?
Yeah, it's something. It is something.
Are you a really big Lumineers fan?
I do love Lumineers, yes.
Then it was worth it.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Leah got 0 out of 5. Mac. Used to be a Mel, now it's a Mac. Mac. Kennedy?
Yeah.
These are tough. Question number 1. 14 years ago today in 2011, Suits premiered on the USA Network. It ran for 9 seasons. Which cast member left after season 7 to pursue other interests?
Meghan Markle.
Like the monarchy. 1-0. Question number 2. David Corenswet, who plays the new Superman, is the grandson of the creator of the Choose Your Own Adventure books that were popular in the 80s and 90s. The idea came from telling bedtime stories to the family. Who is David replacing as Superman?
Henry Cavill?
2-0. Question number 3. Carson Daly, 52 this weekend. He's currently the host of The Voice, but he became famous hosting which popular MTV show?
TRL,
Total Request Live. Have you heard of that one, Leah?
I have, yes.
Okay. Didn't know. 3-0. Question number 4. Sources say Orlando Bloom didn't like Katy Perry's space trip. He told her the whole thing looked ridiculous. He said it was cringeworthy and embarrassing.
Ouch.
Which TV personality / journalist was also on that space flight with Katy Perry?
Gayle King?
It was Gayle King. 4-0. Question number 5. Cardi B released a new song called Outside. It will be on her long-awaited second album. Her first one came out in 2018. What is that album called?
I don't know.
Invasion of Privacy. Mm. Already went to like number 1, okay, 2 over the weekend with all the streamings. 4-0.
I was hoping you'd get at least one wrong to make me feel better.
She got one wrong. 4-0 is the final score. Kennedy, good work. You get the win. You don't get the cash, Leah, but we do have a pair of tickets for you to see the Lumineers July 17th at Fenway Park, brought to you by Shaw's
That's
and
awesome.
Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. So you have a good time at that show, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, that'll be fun. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Leah from Reading, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
1041. 617-655-1234. It's time to play. Oh, no, it's not. It's not time to play anything. It's time to call in. Share what you did over the weekend. 617-655-1234. Again, you can call or text that number, 617-655-1234. How about you, Kennedy? What'd you get into?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who came out to Yankee Spirits in Norwood on Friday for the Kim Crawford wine tasting and Mixed Beach House qualifying. Mm-hmm. We had such a good time, and it was really super great to meet all of you. And then on Saturday, I had not one but two graduation parties to go to for friends who had kids that were graduating. Mm-hmm. So I drove up to New Hampshire for one and then down to Reading for another.
Do you take gifts?
Oh, of course.
Auntie Kennedy put gifts. Some dead presidents in a Hallmark card.
What are we doing
some
for gifts?
Some got dead presidents, some got college like gifts.
Oh, okay.
But it was awesome to see people I haven't seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. And just to celebrate the hard work that these young people have done to get where they are. So it was nice. And on Sunday, I rested.
Ann is from Mending. Rose from New Ipswich. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You went and saw a concert over the weekend. Which one?
I did. I saw George Strait and Chris Stapleton at Gillette.
How was it?
Oh, my God. It was incredible. They were awesome.
Does George Strait just stand right behind the microphone and never move, but you don't care because it's so beautiful?
Yes, exactly. I was surprised, but I've never seen him before.
The man doesn't move.
No, but he puts on a heck of a show. It was awesome.
Yeah, he's only got, 40 years of number one songs.
But he just stands there and sings.
Right.
And it's amazing, right?
He's what they call a troubadour, Kennedy. I don't know if you know or not.
No, I'm here for it.
A lot of cowboy hats in the crowd?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Cowboy hats and cowboy boots galore.
Amazing.
All the jorts and the jean shorts. That's great. All right, well, thanks for sharing
that.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Okay, let's see. Now I have Anne from Mendon, who apparently went to the Cape over the weekend. How was it? What did you get into?
It was nice. Sunday turned out super well. It was a little iffy in the morning, and then it was great in the afternoon. So a couple beach days, way to start the weekend. And then I'm just driving into school right now for my last day of school. And then we're on the lacrosse field tomorrow and Wednesday.
But it's last day of school. Let's not gloss over that. That's massive.
Are you a teacher?
It is. It's the last day of school. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Where do you teach?
I teach in Holliston. I teach students that are 18 to 22.
Oh, that's awesome.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for summer?
8.
I was expecting more on your last day of school. I was setting you up with a softball.
Well, she's got to go sit at a lacrosse field the next 2 days. So,
lacrosse is a lot of person knows.
If you didn't have kids, how excited would you be for summer on a scale of 1 to 10?
12.
If I didn't have constant lacrosse for the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, then I think I'd be a 10.
Understood.
I do love lacrosse.
Yes, we
do. I do love it. So it's okay.
Careful tomorrow and hydrate. It's going to be hot.
Oh, they're changing the tournament, Carson. You'll enjoy that. They're changing it from two halves to four quarters.
Yeah, we played in a championship game yesterday, and it was at the main field at URI, and it was 1,000 degrees on that turf, and there were no timeouts allowed. They never stopped the game except at halftime. I was kind of surprised.
That's wild.
Anyway, have a great week. Good luck at lacrosse.
and have a good day.
Bye.
Bye, Kennedy.
Yeah, it was a loss yesterday, Kennedy, in the championship game for Barrett's 3D New England team.
I'm very sorry.
I know. So he played a tournament last weekend, played again this weekend, and they are 11-1 in their 12 games. They have lost one game, and it was in the championship game yesterday in the past 2 weekends.
That is something to be very proud of.
No, they have worked really hard, but it was tough. It was, like of I course. Said, 1,000 degrees out there.
They played 800 games in 3 days.
Yeah, they just couldn't get it done, and it was funny. Barrett came off the field after. After, it's just like, it's no big deal. We didn't care. And then last night I said to him, I was like, I get it. You want to act like you don't care, but I know you do. He's like, yeah,
I
do.
It's okay to care.
But that's okay. It's okay to say you care. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be upset. You can't win them all, but do better next week or you're walking home.
This is the house of champions.
Wow.
We did. It was like some ups and downs, too. So even though they had the loss in the championship game, we did get the email over the weekend. For the second year in a row, Barrett has been named to the Massachusetts Lacrosse All-Star Game this summer as a goalie representing the class of 2029. Which is, I mean, to get it once, but then to go back-to-back years to be named to that is super cool. So first week in August, Kennedy, Quincy Memorial Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy.
Let's go!
Make your plans to be there, okay?
It's located right by you. Can't miss this one.
No excuses, Kennedy.
Which day?
Oh, she has to wash her hair that day.
617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? You can call or text. We'll do more of that. Find out what Dan got into. Our good friend Corey as well, who went to Pride. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
1041.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Gina is from Medford, and it sounds like she also spent a lot of time on the field this weekend. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I did. Lots of baseball this morning, this weekend.
And did they win it all? They go in the World Series? What happened? MVPs? What's up?
No. It was a tough weekend for the boy at baseball. Two losses, one win, and a tie, but we'll take it.
It was so hot yesterday, too.
Oh, it was steaming hot yesterday in Revere.
They should let baseball players wear shorts in the summer.
I mean.
Like, I'm watching these games. It's 95. They're going to pitch in pants.
Well, it would hurt to slide, I feel.
Yeah, the boy came in to close it when it was very, very hot. He did well. That's all I care about. Oh. Not the wins or losses. As long as he does well and he's happy.
That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have a good day.
Oh, thank you. Did I get through? Did I win?
What?
Nothing to win.
No, there's nothing to win right now. No, we're just chit chatting.
No, win tickets or the tournament. Sorry.
B-side was out splitting logs this weekend, huh?
All right, Rocky.
Yes, I was out splitting logs. I mean, I do have a log splitter, so but we have a lot of logs and a lot of logs to split. So I did that, decided I was going to go crash my brother's pool and hung out in there for 5 hours and was like, yep, this is why I have a brother with a pool. And then I went home and aced both my finals after 5 hours.
Hey.
And then recorded a podcast.
Look at you. Look at you.
Go get him, girl.
Spend the week
celebrating
and relaxing. Thanks, B-side. Let's see. We have Paula from Hyde Park who went to see a show in Philly. What'd you do? What'd you get into?
Providence Pride was fantastic.
I'm sorry, Corey. This is Corey from Medford. Corey, what did you get into this weekend?
Providence Pride was fantastic. I took the train down so I could relax. Then at the festival, we wandered around and had lobster rolls and oysters and frozen dark chocolate cheesecake. And then we went to the bars and for the parade and partied the rest of the night away.
Woo-hoo!
Was everyone there dressed very casually, like jeans and a navy blue t-shirt?
Something like that, sure.
Yeah.
The shorts were really short shorts.
Yeah.
I had a lobster roll over the weekend, too, down in Rhode Island. I'm going to tell you, man, Rhode Island seafood, they know how to do it right. Did you go for the hot butter or the cold?
On Saturday, we had hot buttered. On Sunday, I think it had a little bit of mayo in it.
Oh, went back to back with the lobster rolls in Rhode Island. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, why, you know, both? Lunch one day, brunch the other.
All right. Well, have a great week, Corey. Thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Paul is from Hyde Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
You went to a show in Philly. What did you go to?
To see Cynthia Erivo.
Oh, how was it?
Yeah, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. My wife, my kids brought us, my wife and I, Mother's Day presents. And so I went to see our son who lives in Philly, and we brought up our daughter. And we went to see her perform with the Philadelphia Cynthia Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
As a TD man. Yes, she's absolutely insane. She was just, it was amazing. Not all classic hits. She did Aretha Franklin, D.R. Warwick, Prince, none of her own stuff. No Defying Gravity, which was, you wish. But
oh, she didn't voice. She didn't do that? Defying Gravity?
No.
Oh.
No. It was, I mean, we tried to get in when they were here at Boston Symphony, and we missed it.
Right.
So to see her, it was worth the trip.
Awesome.
Every so minute on the road.
Well, have a great week, Paula. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Carolyn from Milford, good morning.
Good morning.
You actually worked Pride in Providence this weekend?
No, not Providence. I worked in Hopkinton, but then I went to the Sarah Millican concert in Providence.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she is a fabulous British comedian who Kennedy would love.
I will check her out.
Her big thing is, for women, you need to love yourself. And don't care if you're getting older, you still have stuff to love about yourself.
Damn right.
And I would tell you a little bit more, but she swears like a sailor in all her bits.
Well, I will go look her up. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Jill from Bridgewater, you had a baby shower?
Hi, good morning. Yes. My family threw me and my husband a baby shower. And it was lemon themed. It was so cute.
I love that. Why the lemons? Did you have some tie to Italy there?
No, not really. It's because we don't know if it's a boy or girl, so it was a neutral theme.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Like yellow.
I thought
green.
Maybe you conceived the baby in Italy or something.
Oh, no, we're not that fun.
Are you not going to know the gender until the baby's born?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, we're waiting for the surprise.
Oh, kicking
amazing.
It old school out here.
I love it.
I do love
well,
that.
Well, congratulations, yep. Friend.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, have a great week. How about you, Producer Dan? What'd you get into over the weekend?
So I spent the weekend in New Hampshire with my family, and Friday I drove up right after work, and then me and both of my parents went out to Laconia for Bike Week.
Woo, woo.
Which I think going with your 76-year-old dad and your mom is the most outlaw motorcycle thing you can do at Bike Week.
Totally.
Pack up the car and head out.
Did your dad ever ride growing up?
No, I don't believe. Oh, actually, yeah, when he was younger, but not since I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. Like, we went to Weir's Beach, which is like the epicenter of where it's all happening. They have thousands and thousands of bikes lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's running around. There's a band playing in every bar. The weather is beautiful.
Right, everybody's sober.
Yeah, that's it. Everyone's sober and not in leather vests.
Leather vests at 100 degrees temperature's got to be...
But it's leather vest and nothing else.
You got to show off the cut, let people know.
It's important. Got to get them rockers.
I mean, they come from all over. I saw a bunch of people from Quebec that drove down. Yeah. That's a long time on a bike.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, because it was the first non-rainy cold Saturday in the entire, since March, we were out on the high seas of Lake Winnipesaukee.
Okay.
Captain Dan.
Any incidents to report?
No incidents to report.
Kennedy, come on now. Woo! Let's hear it. Let's go.
I'm proud of you.
I just sat there. I didn't do anything. I control the music mostly.
Oh, yeah?
We all have our roles.
Okay.
But it was gorgeous. It was 85 sunny. But though no one has told Lake Winnipesaukee's water temperature that it's nice yet.
Oh, it's still like 40 degrees.
I had to jump in and pee, and I was like, Felt like Jack and Titanic for a second, but we're good.
How many times did you play the song "We're on the Pontoon," Dan?
Is that the Little Big Town song?
Yes.
Zero times.
Oh, come on now.
My dad would veto that.
On the pontoon. Oh, thanks for sharing, Dan. That's good stuff.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kelly from Lowell.
Good morning, Kelly.
Lowell.
Good morning.
Lowell. How's Lowell today?
Oh, it's happening.
Lowell.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
That should be the sign when you drive in. Lowell, it's happening.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, do you mind stepping out?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So we have five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of them right than Kennedy. You win the money. A tie is a loss for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Nick Cannon was asked to name all 12 of his children, and he blanked on the last two. He also said the reason he has so many kids is because he has a king complex. Cannon was married to one of the most famous singers of all time from 2008 until 2016. Who is she?
Mariah Carey.
If you can't name them all without a pen and paper, you have too many.
Owen Wilson has been confirmed for the fourth Meet the Parents movie. In 2005, Wilson starred in Wedding Crashers. Who was his co-star?
Ooh, Vince Vaughn, I think.
This singer is 48 today. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then name the artist.
There's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
Name the artist.
Ooh, is that Jason Mraz?
Question number four. Wicked won favorite movie at Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards on Saturday. Sabrina Carpenter took home three awards, including favorite song for Taste. What is the signature thing Nickelodeon does to celebrities during the Kids' Choice Awards?
Ooh, they get slimed.
Question number five. Sources say Orlando Bloom didn't like Katy Perry's Space Trip. Katy Perry's third album was released in 2010 and had five number one singles. Name the album.
Ooh. Was it Katie Hudson? No.
All right.
Hudson?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Got any big plans this week? Kelly from Lowell?
I don't. Just work.
Just work.
Lowell.
It's happening. Kennedy, welcome back.
It's happening right now for us.
Kelly got 4 out of 5.
Oh, my. Well done, friend.
Thank you.
These are difficult, Kennedy. I don't know if you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cannon was asked to name all 12 of his children, and he blanked on the last two. He also said the reason he has so many kids is because he has a king complex. Nick Cannon was married to one of the most famous singers of all time from 2008 to 2016. Who is she?
Mariah Carey.
Tied at one. Owen Wilson has been confirmed for the fourth Meet the Parents movie. In 2005, Wilson starred in Wedding Crashers. Who was his co-star?
Vince Vaughn.
2 to 2. Question number three. This singer, 48 today, take a listen to his biggest hit and then name the artist.
There's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
Jason Mraz.
3 to 3. Wicked won favorite movie at the Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards on Saturday. Sabrina Carpenter took home three awards, including favorite song for Taste, which, as Dan noted off the air, is a little awkward.
Yeah, that's what you want the kids singing.
What is the signature thing Nickelodeon does to celebrities during the Kids' Choice Awards?
Slimes them.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Sources say Orlando Bloom didn't like Katy Perry's Space Trip. Katy Perry's third album was released in 2010 and had five number one singles, Kennedy. What is the name of the album?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Teenage Dream is the
correct
answer from 2010. 4 to 4 is the final score. It sounds like, Kelly, are you grocery shopping or something? What's going on here?
Oh, it's
Sorry.
No, it's all right. You got to live your life. Can't let our little goofy radio show slow you down, right, Dan? 4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Kelly, you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Oh, this is Kelly from Lowell, and I can't beat Kennedy.
It's happening.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
When we last left the show, Kennedy had broken up with old Blue Eyes.
No, he broke up with me.
Old Blue Eyes broke up with Kennedy when we last left the show.
Just don't want to, you know, facts are facts.
After 5 weeks,
yep.
Rekindling a relationship from 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you shared that in a song.
I did.
And Lisa, who listens to the show, has an idea.
Okay.
She has a friend. Lisa, explain your idea here. What's going on?
Kennedy, I have a guy that I want to introduce you to.
Okay.
He's as screwed up as the rest of us, but he has good moral compass. Well, it's a little skewed, but...
This is a great start.
Oh, I'm sold.
He's got his own business. He's got a boat. He's got two grown boys now. I love him to death. I really do. I see him every Sunday and whenever we can, but he's just perfect for me. I can't handle like you can't handle. And he handles me very well.
Now, Lisa, how old are you?
I'm 73.
And how old is he?
He's 58.
Let's go,
girl. And
why
do you want to give him away?
I don't want to give him away. I'm just not going to be here forever. He's going to be here a lot longer than I am. He's lonely without being lonely. He doesn't know what he's looking for. I wasn't it, but we have remained friends. We started out as friends. We were friends for 16 years.
Okay, wait, let me just piece this all together. So you were friends with this guy, then you dated this guy.
I hung around with all his friends.
Hold on, let me get it all out first, Lisa. You were friends with this guy, then you dated this guy, and now you are
dated around. He dated around, I dated around, but we were always friends, close friends. We talked to each other about everything. So we knew each other. And then he had two boys with some girl, and I helped raise his two boys. So we lived together part-time. We did the kind of living together with the boys, and it was a happy... And it was one of my best times of my life. I had a wonderful time having a little family with him.
But you want to make sure he's happy moving forward when you're not around, when you pass his mortal coil.
So you're looking to pass the rock to Kennedy.
And he has a boat.
He has a boat. He has his own business.
Kennedy, how do you feel about this?
I don't know.
Kennedy.
That's a lot.
Have you ever got a request when I die, get date this guy?
I have not, and it's a first for me.
I think it would be a first for anybody.
Because, you know, we don't get many firsts in this business anymore. But, you know, thanks and all. But
is there a celebrity that he looks like so we can get a sense of if there's, you know.
I don't
get... He actually looks like Prince Harry.
With the skewed moral compass, I mean.
Is he aware that you are trying to hook him up when you die?
Probably. Well, yes. Well,
did
I'm
you text him and say, hey, I'm going to introduce you to this girl, Kennedy, and I think you guys should go out? Have you done that yet?
Not until I kick the bucket.
His big thing is boobs. If you had big boobs, you're in.
All right, I'm out. Thank you, though.
No, you
she got big button to smile.
I've seen your boobs. They're
I'm
big.
All set. But I really appreciate you thinking of me and all of that. And I'm
he's
so
a very
uncomfortable.
Generous
I just would
lover.
Like to hang
what
up the phone
is
now.
He's
a very generous lover.
What is happening?
Kennedy, you're not
right
hearing
now.
His good traits.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a generous lover and he has a boat.
What is wrong with you,
and
Kennedy?
And his own
so business. Much.
Only a slight,
so much.
Only
money.
A slightly skewed moral compass.
I can't. Thank you very much, but I have to go now.
Bye.
Bye.
Lisa, this might be my favorite call ever.
Did Lisa say she's seen your boobs and they're big?
Yes. And I thank you, but they're not, but I...
Did Lisa...
That's the least... That,
Did she also say he was a generous lover?
She was just listing good qualities that he has.
I am so uncomfortable right now.
617-655-1234.
No, that was awesome.
So you're not going to go out with him?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
How
really
about we take
it.
A vote?
I don't know.
It's a democracy around here, right, Dan?
Kennedy's relationship is a democracy.
All in favor of us taking a vote on the phone lines from people who listen to the show on whether or not Kennedy should entertain this idea, raise your hand. That's two in favor. All those opposed, raise your hand. Oh, double fingers. So she
those aren't
votes.
Hands. That's just one finger.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
617-655-1234. You can call or text Carson and Kennedy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
Just to recap, Kennedy shared with us that her and old Blue Eyes have split up. He broke it off with her after 5 weeks. They dated 25 years ago. They rekindled. It was long distance. He's Chicago. Obviously, you're here. Didn't work out.
Yep.
Didn't work out.
And that's okay.
Lisa called into the show, and I'm just going to give you the highlights of what Lisa and her idea was.
Kennedy, I have a guy that I want to introduce you to.
Okay.
He's as screwed up as the rest of us. He's got his own business. He's got a boat. He's 58. He actually looks like Prince Harry. His big thing is boobs. If you had big boobs, you're in. No, you do. You have big boobs. I've seen your boobs. They're big. Ooh. He's a very generous lover.
What's not to love about those attributes?
My stomach hurts.
You miss slightly skewed moral compass.
Heather's from Kingsboro. It's now going up to a vote as to whether Kennedy should entertain this idea.
No. That's absolutely not. No. No. I literally was... First of all, I'm sorry it didn't work out with old Blue Eyes, but
me
I'm
too,
afraid
but
just
okay.
Don't ever go backwards. But first of all, I feel bad for the guy that this woman was saying these things about him, and... Everything, like she was saying, was giving me the ick.
I don't know. I feel like these women are out here just trying to keep this guy to themselves.
Heather, why don't you want Kennedy to find love?
Stop it, Dan.
I do. Dude, I do want her to find love. She and I, we're on the same page with that because we all want that. But when you start a conversation with he's as screwed up as the rest of us, I'm like, oh, God.
Man, I'm here for honesty, but...
Tammy's from Randolph. Good morning, Tammy. What do you think about this idea?
I think that she should do it for the plot. What else is there out there? At least, at the very least, everybody can get a laugh out of it.
I'm clear, I, who have shared every rise and fall of my romantic relationships in the 16 years that I've been here, and friends, there have been many. You want me to do it again for the plot?
Are you really that busy?
Am I really that busy? Absolutely not, I'm not.
Show content, baby.
Am Thank I you, really Tammy. That busy?
Linda's
Ouch,
from Boston.
Hurt me where I live.
What do you say, Linda?
I say take the boat ride.
Please don't.
They're built for speed and for comfort.
Have
never do that again.
On.
And second,
you want to go out with Captain Cleavage?
Do you guys not love me? Where is my support? Where are my people?
Kennedy, there's not a lot of eligible bachelors in their 50s with a boat.
I, when did I ask for either?
Captain Double Buoy? Oh, I could do this all day. Michelle's from Derry, New Hampshire. What do you think, Michelle?
Hey, Kennedy. As a single woman in her 50s... I am completely uncomfortable for you, and I completely support your feeling of uncomfortableness. You are a queen and deserve way more than somebody's sloppy seconds.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for seeing me, hearing me, feeling me. I appreciate you.
Admiral Areola.
Okay.
All right, stop.
Is that too far?
That's too far. We're for the children.
Carrie's from Holbrook. What do you think, Carrie?
Definitely not. Kennedy is a catch, and this is not a catch situation.
Yes.
He's a boat captain.
That doesn't matter. Don't force this on her.
Oh, we're not forcing it on her. We're going to let her do what she wants to do.
Really? Doesn't sound like it.
But it is up to a vote.
This is democracy at its finest.
Yes, but you keep forgetting that I am the queen.
Is it the part where she's trying to pass them off to you when she dies that's stopping you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Sue from Waltham, what do you think?
I was thinking that she should go for it, but now the callers are changing my mind.
Thank you.
Sue, go with your gut.
Well, I Lisa sounds pretty fun, and then she could be like a sister wife. That would be like a new friend, too.
What? It could be like the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Quincy edition.
If I am venturing back into the world of polyamory, this is not the way I'm doing it.
Captain Knockers.
Maybe we could get him to call in.
Absolutely not. No. No. I'm just going to be me this summer. It's just me. Me and my car. That's really all I have left. Me and my new car. That's all I have left. So that's what's happening this summer.
Someone texted in from the 781. Go, but make Carson and Dan and their ladies go too. Showboat trip.
What is that? How does that make anyone more comfortable?
Show trip.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's play Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Kate from Abington to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kate is on summer vacation and headed to the beach.
Go get it.
What beach are you going to?
Duxbury.
That's a good spot, Kennedy.
I'm sure.
You can bring the boat up right to the beach there. Will you get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
Ed Sheeran's new song, Drive, features Dave Grohl and John Mayer. Which band is Dave Grohl the longtime frontman for?
Ooh. I do not know.
Question number two. The New Hampshire city where the original Jumanji was filmed held an animal costume race to mark the movie's 30th anniversary. Which actor starred in the original?
Robin Williams.
June Carter Cash was born today in 1929. Which actress won the Best Actress Oscar for portraying June in the movie Walk the Line?
Reese Witherspoon?
Question number four. Pixar's Elio made $21 million at the box office this weekend, which is the lowest opening for a Pixar movie ever.
This is the first time hearing about it.
What is Pixar's mascot that replaces the letter I in the word Pixar in the opening credits?
A lamp.
Guys, well, it's a lamp. There's whispering eyes of a lamp. Who's in the background, Kate?
My two girls and my niece.
What are their names?
We've got Colleen, Mary Catherine, and Marie.
Do they always whisper or can they talk regular?
Yeah, they definitely can talk regular.
Question number five. Cardi B released a new track called Outside that will be on her long-awaited second album. Which local sports star is Cardi currently linked to romantically?
Oh, he's on the Patriots. Diggs?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Yeah, finally.
Kennedy! What do we want to do there?
I'm only getting no.
Okay.
Kennedy, welcome back.
That was wild to watch.
I was buffering. Kate got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Kate.
And there was an assist. There was some whispering happening in the background. It turns out Colleen, Mary Catherine, and Marie are also in the car.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Got the whole crew. These are tough. Question number one. Ed Sheeran's new song, Drive, features Dave Grohl and John Mayer. Which band is Dave Grohl the longtime frontman for?
The Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, yes. 1-0. The New Hampshire city where the original Jumanji was filmed held an animal costume race to mark the movie's 30th anniversary. Which actor starred in the original Jumanji?
Robin Williams.
2-1. June Carter Cash was born today, 1929. Which actress won the Best Actress Oscar for portraying June in the movie Walk the Line?
Reese Witherspoon.
3-2. Pixar's Elio, or Elio, I'm not sure how they say it. I think it's Elio. Made $21 million at the box office this weekend, which is the lowest opening for a Pixar movie ever. What is Pixar's mascot that replaces the letter I in the word Pixar in the opening credits?
It's a lamp.
4-3. Question number 5. Cardi B released a new song called Outside. It will be on her long-awaited second album. Which local sports star is Cardi currently linked with romantically?
Man, I'm not going to get it. Sorry.
You had Diggs. It is Stefan Diggs.
I had Stefan. I didn't have Diggs.
Stefan Diggs is the correct
answer. Between the two of us, we would have gotten it right.
You're right. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Although I feel like, hey, you guys, you got the win. You're going to Duxbury. You're going to the beach. Life is good. Life is good. Enjoy the afternoon out there, okay?
Thank you.
And what do we say, Kennedy? Going to the beach?
Wear your sunscreen.
Wear your sunscreen, ladies.
Absolutely, yes.
Or as we did back in the day, baby oil. Remember that?
Roast yes, like a potato.
I got second degree burns. I don't recommend it.
Kate, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kate from Abington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Rosemary on her way to the Cape.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of people on their way to the Cape
today. Everybody, in fact.
Who do you have in the car with you? I know you can't get to go alone.
Well, my daughter's driving, and she's going to help me out because I'm kind of like, I'm a little older now, and my grandson, so,
okay. Okay, what's your daughter's name?
Kelly.
Kelly. All right. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Rosemary.
Can Kennedy please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Felicia.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win $1,000. Kennedy has gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
That'd be a nice dinner at the Cape.
Yes. Question number one. This Latin music superstar, born by the name Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, has ignited widespread discussion with his recent blunt declaration regarding his upcoming world tour, saying that playing the continental United States isn't necessary. Who is he?
Bad Bunny.
Nice job, Kelly. Question number 2. The CMA Fest will air on ABC this Thursday at 8 p.m. You can see all the best performances from the 4-day festival, including Brooks and Dunn with Lainey Wilson and Shaboozey performing with Jelly Roll. What does ABC stand for?
American Broadcasting System.
Question.
Company, sorry.
Question number 3. The Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street tops a list of the best 10th albums of all time. It's followed by Tom Petty's Wildflowers and the White Album by which group?
What? The Beatles.
The Beatles.
We got a whole crew in there.
Yeah, that was a third whisper.
And they got their encyclopedias in the back of the car, too, I think. Question number four. Hailey Bieber was seen out in New York City on Thursday without her wedding ring, but it was back on Saturday night. Have her and Justin been married more or less than 5 years? More or less than 5 years?
Less?
Question number five. A list of the best beach scenes in pop culture history include the makeout session in From Here to Eternity, the beach off in Barbie, and the volleyball match in which 1986 movie?
Come on, old lady.
Oh! He's up on Rosemary. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Take it easy. Jeez, Kelly's coming in hot. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Rosemary and her daughter, Kelly, got 3 out of 5 correct.
Congratulations.
And they're a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. These are tough. Are you ready? This Latin music superstar, born by the name Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, has ignited widespread discussions with his recent blunt declaration regarding his upcoming world tour, saying playing the continental United States is unnecessary. Who is he?
Bad Bunny.
He said you can go see somewhere in Latin America if you want to see him. 1-1. Question number 2. The CMA Fest will air on ABC Thursday at 8. You can see all the best performances from the 4-day festival, including Brooks and Dunn performing with Lainey Wilson and Shaboozey performing with Jelly Roll. What does ABC stand for?
American Broadcast Company?
American Broadcasting Company is the correct answer. 2-1. Question number 3. The Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street tops the list of the best 10th albums of all time. It's followed by Tom Petty's Wildflowers and the White Album by which group?
The Beatles.
3-2. Question number 4. Hailey Bieber was seen out in New York City on Thursday without her wedding ring, but it was back on Saturday night, Kennedy.
A little tiff.
Have her and Justin been married more or less than 5 years?
Less.
Almost 7 years. 3-2, going to the final question.
Uh-oh.
A list of the best beach scenes in pop culture include the makeout session From Here to Eternity, the beach off in Barbie, and the volleyball match in which 1986 movie?
Top Gun.
Top Gun is
playing with the boys.
Can you please leave the studio?
Well, Rosemary.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We end up with a 3-3 tie, and unfortunately, you know our boss. We can't give away the money when it's a tie. So Kennedy gets the win, but we do appreciate you calling in and play this morning. Hope you have a great vacation down on the Cape, okay?
Thank you.
You have to pay for all those lobster rolls yourself now.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you so much.
I'm Rosemary from Easton.
And I can't beat Kennedy.
Thanks, Kelly.
Kelly's
saving her ass again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.